Jesus came to give us life, our life more abundantly. We shall live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We receive life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we shall live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus, our enemies are dead and buried in their own coffin. In the name of Jesus, all our spiritual and physical enemies, they are dead and buried in their own coffin. In the name of Jesus, we don't have any coffin around us. Jesus gave us life and life more abundantly. Coronavirus, sickness and disease and hardship and poverty and wars and troubles, you will not see us. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus together is our life. The blood of Jesus together salvation. The blood of Jesus together healing and deliverance. The blood of Jesus give us life and life abundantly. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not fear. Neither shall the terror that moveth by night. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the rebrugudubuguza. Yandara blagada bagaza. Yandara blagada bagaza. In the rebrugudubu. In the abasaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, hallelujah. Everyone is welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, he delivers, and blesses. Yes, the Rhema, our Bible class online, is coming to you through this channel to bless you with the word of God, the spoken word. Yes, today we're going to be talking about mountain moving prayers. Mountain moving prayers. Prayer, there are various types of prayers. There are weak prayers. There are prayers, all kinds of prayers in the Bible. Some people pray a particular type of prayer only. No. There is the prayer of faith. If anyone speak among you, let the elders come around, anoint the person and pray over the person. And the prayer of faith will save the person. There is congregational prayer where the congregation comes together to pray. There is prayer that you pray alone or by yourself. There is the prayer of agreement whereby you agree with somebody. Jesus said, if two of you shall agree on touching anything, I will do it. The prayer of agreement. You know, there's the prayer of fasting and prayer. There's the prayer of deliverance, prayers of healing. There are mountain moving prayers. There is fasting and prayer. There are so many types of prayers in the Bible. Even speaking in tongues is a prayer. When you speak in tongues, we speak in tongues, Satan is confused. Deliverance must follow, amen. When you speak in tongues, Satan is confused. We speak in tongues, Satan is confused. Deliverance must follow, amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Losing God's power in this place. We speak it on, say that it's confused forever and ever. Amen. You know, these are various types of prayer in the Bible. As you read through the scriptures, you'll be discovering the various forms of prayer in the Bible. Sometimes some people want to do one type of prayer alone. No, it's good you practice all the various types of prayer. You know, praise and worship is also another form of prayer, but people don't think that way. You know, when you sing to praise God, to worship and adore God, it's another form of prayer, okay? This is how it works. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. It's a song, but it is also a prayer. You see, it's a song. Pass me not to gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, as thou art coming, do not pass me by. See, these are all forms of prayer. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. You see, I'm praying now, but it is a song. You see, these are various ways, various forms of prayer that we need to take advantage of. More of the time, people want to pray just one particular way. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible didn't teach that you must pray one particular way, one particular form of prayer. No. You can pray the various types of prayer. Even Jesus Christ, sometimes the Bible says he went into solitary places. He prayed all alone by himself. At another time, Jesus took Peter, John, and James to go into the mountain, and then they prayed there. At another time, he prayed with the congregation, with the disciples, you know. And then Jesus said, when you fast, let not the other people know that you are fasting. Let it be between you and God. They now said, your Father who is in heaven knows how to reward you. You find that in the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus was teaching on the Beatitudes, and he made all these points clear. If you look at our text for today, Mark's Gospel chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24, something happened in that chapter, Mark chapter 11. Earlier on, Jesus and his disciples were passing by, and they saw a fig tree, but there were no fruits on the tree. So Jesus cursed the tree. He pronounced a curse on the tree. When Jesus cursed the tree, it seems that nothing has happened yet. And so they passed. The following day, as they were passing the same tree again, they noticed that the tree had died and withered. All the leaves have died and withered, and nothing is happening in that tree anymore. And then the disciples wondered, Master, what's going on with this tree you cursed yesterday? Then Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God for deliverance. Have faith in God. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, you will not doubt in your heart, and you say with your mouth, that mountain will be gone. The mountain represents your problem, represents your troubles, represents the sickness and disease, and the various things you are going through. That is the mountain. Jesus said, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and if you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. Now, this is very important. A lot of people, they believe, you know, and they don't say it. You see, you must believe in your heart, and then you must speak it in your mouth. Faith operates in two dimensions. In your heart, with your heart, man believeth unto salvation. Then with your mouth, confession is made unto deliverance. See? So faith operates in the heart and in the mouth. If you don't believe it in your heart, and you always say it with your mouth, nothing is going to happen. And this is why many people think that the faith message is not working. That's not true. Faith worketh by love, and faith works. It works. Oh, yes. The mountain moving faith. Jesus said, you can say to this, be thou like this. Be thou this. You see, more of the prayer is spoken words. More of prayer is spoken words. Rhema. That is the rhema. That is the sword of the spirit. The spoken word. The words that we speak are the words of life. The word of faith is in your mouth. The word. So when you speak to God, God acts. God goes into action. But if you didn't speak, God is not going to act. And it is not just you speaking. It is you speaking and believing in your heart and saying it with your mouth. If you only say it with your mouth, nothing is going to happen yet. If you only believe it in your heart, nothing is going to happen yet. So, you must believe it in your heart. See, Mark 11, 23, 24. You believe it in your heart, and then you say it with your mouth. That way, you are operating in the faith dimension. That is what puts God into action. See, David stood before Goliath. He said, you, Goliath, you come against me with weapons of war, but I come against you in the name of the God of hosts. Today, I will cut your head and give your body to the best of the air. You see, spoken word. He released the word. And the word went forth and accomplished the purpose for which it was released. Ha, Rabba. Hallelujah. Ibrando Yokonda Arabazaya. Ha. Hey, the most powerful being on earth is not the elephant. The most powerful creature on earth is not the lion. The most powerful creature in this world is not the tiger. It's not the hippopotamus. It's not the shark. Oh, no. It's none of those things. The most powerful creature on planet earth is a believer who knows the authority of the word of God. The word of God in your mouth is creative, is powerful, is acting, is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you release the word, it is Jesus you are released. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you release the word of God, you have released God. And God is going into action. That's why he sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word. And his word went forth and brought salvation and healing and deliverance to the people. Oh, yes. So when you speak, God goes into action on behalf of you. It is the reason why when you say negative words, the devil will pick those negative words and bring them to pass. Now, when you speak the word of faith, the Holy Spirit will pick those words of faith and bring them into physical manifestation. Oh, yes. There's no two way about it. It is just clear. I want you to watch out for people who speak defeat, speak fear, speak failure. They tell you how bad things are. They tell you the whole world is crashing down. They tell you there's no hope. They tell you they are dying. They tell you the devil has taken them over. They tell you that Satan is doing them like this and doing them like that. Just look at their life. Exactly what they are saying is what they are getting. See, thou art led by the words of thy mouth. You are taken captive by the words of your mouth. What you said is what you got. So Jesus said, you can say to this problem, be thou removed. If you will not doubt your heart, it shall be so. Stop your doubt and feed your faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The just shall live by faith. 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 That statement is mentioned in the Bible 4 times. The just shall live by faith 4 times on 4 different occasions. Which means the righteous, the people of God, shall live by faith in God. They are not living by what they are seeing, what they are hearing, what the radio and the TV are saying, what the media is saying, what the scientists are saying, and what the economists are saying. I don't move by what I hear. Hallelujah. I am only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see and what I hear. Because I'm going to tell you that the whole world is going to sink. There's nothing they have said. Eh? One time they came and said that that was 1999. I remember that was 1999. Yes, 1999, and they publicized it everywhere, every part of the world. They publicized it that 1999, after December 1999. Everything is going to go wrong. Why? They said that the people who made the computers, they did not plan it beyond 1999. They planned it to end in 1999, not 2000, not year 2000. So, by the end of December of 1999, the computers are going to expire. All these computers that are holding on the light, the gas, computers operate almost everything. You know, computer is operating almost everything is operated by computer. The bank, the financial system, every system is operated by computer. So they now said that the computers are going to go off. And that when these computers go off, water will not be flowing, light will not be available. The banks cannot operate. The money will be lost. Information, even in the bank, are going to get lost. And so, so many things like that. I think the world was going to end in December 1999. People were so scared. to the point where some people went to the bank, have collected all their money. People are hiding their house. Maybe they have to dig. They have to dig ground in their house and bury the money there because the computer will go off, and then the bank will not have the record that you have money there. That was 1999. I will never forget that. So all these predictions were made, and you know, the publicity was very high. People were so scared. Some people wrote books, and a lot of things were said about the computer is going to end in December 1999. And so therefore, aeroplane will not move, train will not move. The system is just going to stop. Everything is going to stop and nothing again. And that is just how everything will stop like that. People were scared. I'll never forget the experience. What? You mean that is how everything is going to end up like that? They say yes. And they publicized it. Oh, Lord. The publicity was so high. Some people even wrote books. You know, the end has come. The computer is going to stop working by December 1999. The people who made the computers, they did not plan beyond 1999. And so therefore, the computer system is going to go off globally, and then nothing is going to be working anymore. People's heart is failing them. Hypertension. Hey, December 1999 came and gone. And then we got into January 2000, and then February 2000, March. There was nothing like that. There was nothing like that. Nothing happened like that. Then again, they now came and said that, oh no, sorry, that was a mistake. What we meant is that the scientists have worked on the computers so that the computers can now continue to work beyond 1999. It is the reason why everything did not come to an end. So we can now go ahead, and go beyond 1999. Then we all move into 2000, year 2000, and then year 2001, and then we are still there up to today. Lord have mercy. Hey, the just shall live by faith. The Bible made that statement four times on four different occasions. Which means we are not living by the news, by the media, by the scientists and the economies and the political systems and what is going on. If you go by that, you are going to miss God. So in Mark 11:22, Jesus said, have faith in God. Don't have faith in anything else. If you have faith in anything else, you have faith. And then he says, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. If you will not doubt your heart, it shall be done. You see, so we have to be very careful where we put our faith. Where did you put your faith? It's very, very important where you have put your faith. Say, all other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. All Christ is solid rock and sand. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is city sunk. On Christ that solid rock we stand. All other ground are sinking sand. All other ground are sinking sand. You know, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that God is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so you that comes to God must believe that God is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It didn't stop there. In Luke 17 verse 6, in Luke 17 verse 6, Jesus said, similar thing again. In fact, he made that statement about three places in the Bible. In Luke 17 verse 3, he says, if you can have faith as a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed, the mustard seed is smaller than a grain of sand. It's very, very small, the mustard seed. Very, very small seed, smaller than the grain of sand. If you can have faith that small, you can even say to this sycamore tree, you can say to this problem, you can say to this issue in your life, you can say to the obstacle, you can say to the hindrance and all the obstruction and all the power that is standing on your way to hinder, you can say to them, be thou removed. And if you do not doubt in your heart, that tree shall be plucked up by the roots, and it shall be rooted out. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Reke Buya. Yando Robo Sekende Ebrendeya. I was listening to Reverend Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin before he went to be with the Lord. I was listening to one of his teachings. He said, one time he was communing with the Lord Jesus Christ in a vision. He was communing with the Lord Jesus Christ, talking back and forth with the Lord Jesus Christ in a vision, in a revelation. And while that conversation was going on, the devil came and stood between him, Kenneth Hagin, and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was on the other side. Then Kenneth Hagin was on this side. The devil came and stood between two of them, and then the devil was hindering Kenneth Hagin from talking to the Lord Jesus Christ. So Kenneth Hagin, he said, Lord Jesus, please tell that devil to leave the way. I should be talking to you. Why should the devil come and stand to hinder me now? He's hindering me from reaching you. Kenneth Hagin was telling Jesus Christ to tell the devil to get out of the way so that he can continue talking with Jesus. Then Jesus said, oh, I'm giving you power and authority to cast out the devil. I don't have to come back to cast out the devil for you. You need to cast out those devils. So Kenneth E. Hagin, he now spoke, say, you foul spirit of the devil, I command you to get out of the way. In the name of Jesus, get out. And so the devil left. And so Kenneth E. Hagin and Jesus Christ continued to communicate and talk, and so on and so forth. See, this is the problem. Jesus doesn't have to come from heaven to cast out the devil, but Jesus has given us authority and power. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall the enemies hurt you. Oh, yes, Jesus has already given us authority. He gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of darkness and all the forces of evil. Jesus has given us the power. We need to tread upon them and walk on them and trample them under feet in victory because Jesus gave us authority. Why will you not tell Jesus Christ to come down from heaven and cast out the devil for you? After Jesus has given you authority. Eh? And then you are now calling Jesus Christ to come again from heaven again and come and cast out the devils for you. You know, ignorance is a disease. See, my people die for lack of knowledge. That's why we put out this program every week. And every week, Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we have this program going on. We share the word of God. In fact, today, we have much. We have what God is going to bless us today. We don't care what the devil is doing. God is not going to do what he's going to do. So we put out this, you know, to be a blessing to many people to receive the word of life, the word of God, the word that saves, the word that delivers, the word that heals. Jesus is that word, the spoken word. So more of the prayers are spoken words. You speak it by faith, and you see God bring it to pass. You don't have to speak it doubting, no doubting Thomas. He said, unless I see the hands of Jesus Christ, and I pierce those hands, I see the nail pierced body of Jesus Christ, and the nail pierced legs of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe when they haven't seen. You believe to see. You believe God to see what God will be doing. You don't doubt God to see what God will be doing. You believe God to see what God will be doing. You see, when you doubt, oh ye of little faith, why do you doubt? You know, some people have little faith, and then they doubt. And because they doubt, they cannot receive anything. Either the double-minded cannot receive anything of the Lord. Double-minded. Maybe God can do it. Maybe God cannot do it. Once you are like that, a wavering faith, you waver. You know, book of Romans chapter 4, it says, Abraham believed God and it was counted for him as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteousness. And then he goes on to say, he said, Abraham never wavered at the promises of God in unbelief. He didn't waver, maybe like this, or maybe like this. No, he did not waver at the promises of God, but he believed God and it became imputed righteousness. So the righteousness of God is what we have, imputed righteousness. Because of our faith, our confidence, our hope in him, we are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Then your own righteousness is a filthy rag because there is no blood. The blood of Jesus is not there in your own righteousness. So that righteousness, the Bible calls it a filthy rag. But the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is like a honorary degree. Or like with a honorary citizenship. You don't merit it. You didn't work for it. You are granted honorary citizenship of the United States of America. Or honorary doctorate degree, a honorary. You really did not work for it, but it was given to you. It is granted. So what we have is imputed righteousness that comes by faith. Because you have faith in God, you have trust, you have hope in God, all things work together for good for you because you have faith in God. Look at Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, There is nothing they did more than that. They just had a rugged faith, stubborn faith. All the 10 spies said, Moses, let's go back to Egypt. We can't go to that land of promise. The city walls are high, the giants are there, there's no hope. Moses, let's go back to Egypt. But Joshua and Caleb, they exercise what we call stubborn faith, rugged faith. The faith that overcomes. The faith that does not take no for an answer. The faith that does not waver. The faith, stubborn faith, rugged faith. Joshua and Caleb said, I don't care. The God that opened the Red Sea will take us to the land of promise. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed before. What he did before, he will do it again. We are going to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey, Joshua and Caleb. And the Bible says that God honored their faith. Of course, God has always honored faith. God always honored faith. But unbelief and doubt and fear, no, those things, God hates unbelief, doubt, fear. Fear. That's why the scripture is saying, fear not. The word fear not is mentioned in the Bible 366 times, which means every day God tells you, fear not, fear not, fear not. So there are things that can make you fear, things that can make you fear. But when you see these things, fear not. Then the scripture says, fear not. Fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. The two things don't meet. If you have fear, you don't have faith. If you have faith, you don't have fear. It's like love and hate. If you have love, you don't have hate. See? All those things are there. The faith that moves mountains. The prayer that moves mountains. Why are some people's prayer not answered? You don't mingle in faith. You just pray. Just for praying's sake. You know, you don't say it from your heart. You don't say it from your mouth. You know, they just mumble words. See? Jesus said, sun and moon stand still. And it happened. And Prophet Elijah said, there will be no rain for 3.5 years. He said it with his mouth. There will be no rain for 3.5 years. And God honored it. Authority. Charles Cass, Reverend Charles Cass, he wrote a book, the authority in three walls. There is authority in three walls. He spoke, Prophet Elijah spoke that word. There will be no rain 3.5 years. Then heaven responded to it. Heaven signed it, and that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. Authority in three walls. Eh? Hey, God, help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. Deliver us from unbelief and fear and doubt. God, let faith arise in our souls. Let us believe your word. Let us pray believing. Pray trusting. Okay, why do people repeat prayer? Because Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. Oh, yes. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. If you repeat a prayer that many times, it is a sign of unbelief. You said the same prayer yesterday. You said it this morning. You said the same prayer this afternoon. And then you repeated it tonight. You see? It's a sign of unbelief. If you prayed about something once, trust that God has taken over. The next time You want to pray about that thing, thank God in advance. Oh, yeah, that's how faith works. That's how faith works. You have prayed about a need, maybe yesterday or last year or 2 weeks ago, you prayed about something. All right? Now, the next time you want to pray about that thing, thank God in advance. That will put the ball rolling. You are putting the ball rolling. God is going into action because you're exercising faith by thanking him in advance. You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it, but you believe. That's what Joshua was doing. Joshua was marching around the walls of Jericho 7 times. 7 days he marched around. Then on the 7th day, he marched around the 7th time. On the 7th time, God told him that you start praising God. They should start praising. They should start watching. They should start shouting the shout of victory. The walls have not fallen yet. The walls of Jericho have not fallen yet. But Joshua and his men, that is the book of Joshua chapter 6, Joshua chapter 6, and Joshua chapter 7. Just keep on praising God. The walls have not fallen yet, but they are praising God in advance. They are putting God into action. Oh, praise moves God. I tell you, prayer moves mountains. But praise move God. Prayer moves mountain, but praise move God. And they were praising God, they were praising God. They were praising God, they were praising God. The power of God came down and struck the walls of Jericho. Arakabaya. And that obstacle was removed. That hindrance was gone. That obstruction was gone. And they break through and break forth. And they possessed the land of promise. Hey, Rikibo. I prophesy to you that this year, 2023, you begin to praise God, you begin to pray, you begin to speak the word of faith, and the word of faith shall go forth, and you begin to pray the prayer of faith, and you begin to praise God, the walls are falling down, the powers of darkness are crumbling, and all the obstacles and hindrances and obstructions are just crumbling down. You are just marching forth into the land of promise and just possessing your possession. Wherever the souls of our feet are trod, God has given to us, we walk into the land and we possess our possession. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Yabaya. Yandoro Glugudugo. Hey, Rekebuya. Hey, Blanda Blandaya. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear Babaya. Hey, let it arrive in your soul. Let it arrive in your soul. Let it arrive in your soul. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Is that Prophet Ivan? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Prophet Ivan?
Yeah. And Daddy.
Ah, God bless you. How are you doing?
Yo, by the grace of God, I'm good. You?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
You want to tell us something about faith in God? Tell us something about faith in God.
Praising God?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the most important thing about praising God is to bring down the presence of God.
Yeah.
You know, we praise God, the divine presence come around. Because God doesn't need anything from humanity. What God needs from us is to praise him and worship him.
Yeah.
So anytime we begin to praise God, the divine presence come around. That is where we feel the presence of God. That's where God himself come down, because God doesn't share his glory with anybody. So praising God is one of the most important aspects in Christianity or in our Christian life or in our working with God. The moment you begin to praise God, all the hosts of angels in heaven, they all come down.
Yes.
We begin to feel the presence of God. So it's very important that we always have to praise God and worship him. You know, that is very important. So that is the importance of, praising God. It's very, very important. Very, very important for us to do it all the time. Sometimes even you don't need to even pray. You don't even need to, you know, talk too much. You understand? When you have a problem,
yes,
and you want God to answer it for you instantly, just begin to praise Him. Just begin to praise Him and worship Him. When you begin,
yes,
to do that, when the presence of God come around, God, who knows everything, the secrets of God, the mysteries of God, God who knows everything in your heart, the moment the presence come around, He know your problem. He know everything that you are going through. So He will take care of it. So sometimes you don't need to talk too much. Sometimes when you are in difficult problem or when you have difficult challenges, just begin to praise God. Just,
yes,
begin to thank Him, praise Him, and worship,
yes,
Him. And all the problem will disappear.
Amen.
You know, it's a very practical thing. You know, it's a very practical thing. And it's something that I've been practicing for some time now. And I know that it's worked perfectly. It's worked perfectly. You know, we don't need to think too much. We don't need to talk too much. Just praise Him and worship Him. When,
yeah,
the Holy Spirit comes, it will take care of all your problems. So, Bishop, that is something I want to say. And I know that as we begin to praise God and worship Him, God will also take care of us. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So, we're going to stop here today. Next week, Saturday, Sunday coming, we're going to have a full class. Today, we're able to cover this ground today. But I know God has blessed everyone. The word God has gone forth. The word not for the wise. We're going to keep on praying. Right now, we want to pray for people who are, there's so much, the prayer requests we are getting here by email and so on and so forth shows that so many people are sick all around. They're going through a lot. I want us to pray that God will reach out to as many that are oppressed and sick in various places. We have so many prayer requests coming in from various directions of people who are sick, and some are in the hospital, some are trying to go to hospital, some are doing tooth surgery, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be so. We pray God to heal them. Let's sing this song, and then we pray that prayer. And let's sing this song. He is the Lord that healed thee. He is the Lord your
healer.
He sent his word to heal your diseases. He is the Lord our healer. He is the Lord, the healer. He is the Lord, the healer. He sent His word to heal our diseases. He is the Lord, the healer. Yes, we ask you to pray for these people right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for as many that are sickly, as many that are depressed and confused, as many that the devil is trying to slant their life, devil is trying to kill them, untimely death. God, we pray for deliverance for all of them, wherever they are, in any part of the world. Lord Jesus, reach out to that boy, to that girl, to that man, to that woman. Touch them with your miracle working power. Lord Jesus, bring your word. Let your word go forth and bring salvation, bring healing,
and
bring
healing.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, lay your hands on them, Lord. And let them receive the miracle of Jesus. Let them be made and whole by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Into your hands. Those who are sick, those are fast.
Christ, Lord.
Pray that for me into the hands of Jesus Christ. We commit them to the blood of Jesus Christ. At this Satan has bottled everyone, wherever he is. Father, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. We destroy at this Satan. Oh, Father, you are healer, Jehovah Rapha, the healer of God, Father. Heal them, heal your people, heal those who are suffering from every kind of disease, every sickness, testing your children. Father, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Break it and lose it in the name of Jesus. Father, heal your people in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let him be delivered from Mount Zion. Let him be delivered from Mount Zion. We receive deliverance. So all our business and our relations, from the crown of your head and the soles of your feet. Let them be made whole by the power of God. Let them receive the touch of Jesus. Receive life. And life more abundantly. Quenching their power. Be made whole. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, we are Prophet Evans, a round of the prayer for us.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you have done for us today. Father, we bless you, we give you honor, we give you all glory. Father, we bless your name. Father, now we commit everyone who is sick, wherever he is. Father, we send the Holy Spirit to touch everybody, wherever he is. Every sickness is tormenting your children. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. Father, we destroy every enemy against your children. Father, deliver them, Jehovah Raphael, the healer of God. Heal your people. Father, let them come next week and testify for your good work. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, I want to thank everyone of you for your cooperation. And for those who sent their donations to help this ministry, the Lord bless you all. I reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to be together again Saturday, Sunday coming, this weekend coming, and it's going to be 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Call all your friends and everybody to join us. I tell you, God will bless them in Jesus' name. So let's say the grace in fellowship. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
God bless you all. Jesus loves you. And we love
God bless
you too.
You.
Shalom. Shalom.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Man of God. God, see, and I love you. That's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you. And that's the way it should be.